This is Jan Yeager interviewing Tom Joyce in the artist's home in Santa Fe, New Mexico on November 18, 2004 for the Archives of American Art, Smithsonian Institution. Disc number one, session number one. Tom, can you tell me your full name and when and where you were born?
My full name is William Thomas Joyce, and I was born in Tulsa, Oklahoma, October 28, 1956.
You said that there was a story about your name.
Oh, yeah, that my mother originally wanted to name me Will, which would have been fine with my dad as well, but my aunt came into the maternity room when, you know, the day I was born, and came kind of squealing across the room, "Oh, little Willie," and my mother said, "No son of mine's going to be named Willie," and on the spot changed my name to Tom, so yeah, I've been named that ever since. Yeesh.
Can you tell me your mother's name and where and when she was born?
Her name is Patricia Ann Thomas, and she was born in Oklahoma, in Hydro, Oklahoma. And she was born in 1934. And my father, William Thomas Joyce also, who went by Bill, was born in 1924 in St. Paul, Kansas.
Can you tell me a little bit about what each of them was interested in and did?
Before I was born or as a child? Or?
Whatever their interests were.
Yeah. My mother had grown up on a farm. Her parents had a hog farm in Oklahoma, in Hydro, Oklahoma, and later ended up moving the farm to Binger. And those were the years that I remember with her parents, my grandparents. Spending summers out there on the farm helping out. And at any rate, she moved to Tulsa where my father and she met. And Dad had always had a long-standing interest in archaeological work. And though he was working as a landman for Skelly Oil Company when I was growing up, he spent a lot of time working with the University of Oklahoma on archaeological digs with a friend of his named Dr. Sode and Gregory Perino, who also was a well-known archaeologist at the time. So much of the first 10 years of my life was spent out in the fields on weekends, you know, especially in the autumn and spring, in between, you know, times when fields would have had, you know, plants growing on them. So when fresh earth was turned, we were out, you know, in the pickup truck to head out to check out sites along some of the rivers in Oklahoma. And I'll talk a bit more about that later, I suppose, but, you know, there was a tremendous impact on the way that, you know, Dad looked at things that has informed much of what I think about now, too.
What sort of things were they looking for? What would they have found?
Well, they were just looking for habitation sites that the university could then send students out for their annual digs in the summer. And so Dad had a really keen eye for, seeing a topographical feature that, would indicate that there had been someone living there before, do a surface hunt of artifacts, you know, found in the fields, bring them back and decide just from those remnants how many people may have lived there, you know, based on these few fragments, to see whether it would be a valuable summer expedition. And they were looking for all kinds of information too, but
what would these have been? Pottery shards or
Flakes from the making of stone tools, or pottery shards or bone awls, all kinds of, you know, objects that turn up because of the plow.
Oh. And tell me about your mother. What sort of things was she interested in?
Well, she, having grown up on a farm, she always, was interested in gardening and putting up food, canned a lot. In fact, taught us all, you know, how to can our own veggies and stuff, which we do to this day. And she was also a seamstress and had a business in El Rito much later when I was about 12, making quilts and clothing, and that was a growing concern for about 10 years. And she also does